The Elizabeth Freeman Center is Berkshire County's 24/7 resource for people experiencing domestic abuse and sexual assault. From September 8th to the 18th, its annual fundraiser is going virtual in light of the ongoing pandemic. The Walk a Mile event saw over 900 participants raise more than $90,000 last year. This year, Executive Director Janice Broderick tells WAMC the center faces a sharp increase in the number and intensity of assault and abuse cases around the county.
I think we knew when COVID hit that the conditions that we needed to take, or the steps that we needed to take to stop the spread of coronavirus, also results in increased violence and decreased access to help. So we never closed our doors, by the way. We stayed open. In March, we saw a real decrease in calls, which worried us enormously because we knew things were not okay in our community. I mean, the level of violence in Berkshire County is high to begin with, and with these the closing of workplaces and of schools and the isolation in homes, which are not so safe for many in our community, we knew that this was not good. So we saw a decrease in calls, and then in May, the calls started to really come in. We've seen a dramatic increase, and the calls have been different.
How have the calls been different?
They've been more extreme, the violence more severe, the options for help a little more limited because of coronavirus. I mean, people were afraid to go to the hospital because they didn't want to catch the virus, even if, you know, they had been beaten or raped. People were waiting until really they couldn't take it any longer to reach out for help. And it was harder to reach out for help because when you're isolated, you know, you need some private time to reach out safely. And because of the isolation in the homes and the closing of the courts and overwhelmed police departments, that made reaching out for help more dangerous. We've been seeing more calls coming in from police departments than we've seen in the past, from all around the county. And I think that's because, you know, police are responding to these calls and they're reaching out to us for help. So that's a really good thing.
There's been a lot of discussion about reopening schools in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And for many folks that the center works with, schools are a place of safety or refuge from difficulties at home. As debate rages over the safety of bringing kids back into school buildings, what are your thoughts? You know, how is this dynamic of either more remote learning or these hybrid models going to impact the kids that you work with at the center?
We're going to have to adapt. I mean, it's, you know, the closing of schools affects our work in a number of different ways. And it affects the adults we work with. I think we're going to see a lot more difficulty with parents working, which means more poverty and financial stress, which also are risk factors for increased violence. Our programs that we do with kids in the schools on healthy relationships and sex education, we're assuming we won't be allowed in the schools like we normally are. We usually do programming during the day, during school day, with entire classes. Our youth educator team is working very hard to develop online options and modules so that youth can access that and schools can access that. I mean, we'll have to see what happens. I think, you know, when this hit in March, I don't think any of us anticipated that this would go on for so long. And now there, sometimes I think there's no end in sight.
The center's main fundraiser, the Walk a Mile event, is taking a virtual turn this year. Can you tell me a little bit about this year's incarnation of the walk and where the funds are going to go to in a year that, as you've said, is unlike any other?
Clearly, we can't be together this year, but we also can't stop our work together. I mean, Walk a Mile has been happening for 9 years now, and each year it has grown. And each year, I believe, as it grows, there's increasing community awareness, there's increasing partnerships and strengthening of partnerships, and just a sense that this is a community problem that requires a community response. So we were committed not to just let it pass, and we're being nimble like so many other organizations are being. So we're going online, we're doing heavy social media, and our hope for this year is, one, to spread the word that Elizabeth Freeman Center is here, we're open and we're ready to help, and to continue to engage the community in this effort. So there's lots of different things that people can do. They can go online like they've had in the past and register and form teams and raise money. We also are hoping people will take pictures and videos and post them using the hashtag #WereHereWeWalk so that we can share them widely. We're preparing suggested routes for people to walk in North Adams, Pittsfield, Lee, and Great Barrington. And along those routes, we'll be putting window cling displays in various businesses where people can stop and take a photo and post it, or do a video as they're walking and post it.